Welcome to David Maister's Business Masterclass, a series of advanced business seminars exploring principles and practices for success in professional businesses.
Hello, I'm David Maister. This special 25-episode podcast collection is selected from live recordings of my lectures, workshops, and speaking engagements. A companion video edition of this series is available through my new Maister Moments videocast. The entire Maister Moments video collection is also available in a special DVD compilation, which can be found at my website, davidmaister.com. One of the most interesting challenges in business is that very often we already know what we need to improve, but we don't always get around to tackling it. The same is, of course, true in our personal lives, and in this clip, I will use that analogy to suggest ways we can actually improve our business by drawing upon what it takes to change in our personal lives. I changed my life recently. Until 6 months ago, I was a fat smoker. I was 30 pounds, about 20 kilos higher than you see me now, and I smoked a pack a day for 37 years. Now, just come back with me to this time, 6, 7 months ago, when I was the fat smoker and did not exercise. It was not that no one had given me the speech. I could be in the audience and someone would be sitting there saying, this is how you manage, and it would be exactly the same speech of, wouldn't life be wonderful, David, if you did what you already know you should do. And will you accept that parallel? Everything I've said this morning, you already know you should do. Is that fair? So your problem is like my problem being the fat smoker. You already know what you should do. It is not that there have not been enough training programs at Hansa Bank. If you've ever picked up a magazine, you know what a good manager should do. We're wasting our money on training. We're just telling people what they already know. Similarly, like the fat smoker, my problem is not that I do not know how to do it. I go to my doctor and I say, how do I lose weight? And he says, eat less, exercise more. And I go, what a wonderful insight. Actually, I don't react that way, do I? I always react saying, no, you don't understand Hansa Bank's special situation. Our people are different. We're in Estonia. Let me tell you about what's special. We want the special pill that allows us to lose weight without actually having to eat less and exercise more. Let me tell you more about our special situation and my department. Because we are always trying to avoid eat less, exercise more. In other words, what I'm trying to offer as an opinion, and I do mean this, my reporting, which is I've been doing what I do for over 25 years around the world. Every professional firm strategic plan I have ever seen is identical. Identical. Every mission statement I have ever seen is identical. We will win through client relationships, commitment to customer service, be colleagues and team players, provide fulfilling careers for our people. Have I got your mission statement yet? And it's not because anyone's being stupid. It's because the way you live your life is eat less, exercise more. We all know this. You stop thinking you have come up with some creative strategy when you state the obvious. And I'm not trying to say you shouldn't want those things. I'm saying, yes, you've got it right. The mission and the strategy which is on your wall is correct now. That is not the end of the game. That's the beginning of the game. Now what it really turns on, and we come to your question, is where do you get the courage to live for the long term? That ultimately is what it turns on. You see, it's exactly the same on everything in life. I, as you've heard, used to be a university professor. I don't have children, it's probably obvious, but I do have lots of nephews and nieces, and they come to me and say, Uncle David, how do we do well at the university? And I always say, go to class, do the homework. And they say, no, what's the secret? And I say, go to class, do the homework. And they say, you don't understand, I'm a specialist. I have my own hours where I have to serve my clients. No, this is the university example. No, everyone's got an excuse, right? Uncle David, there are these parties and sports events and, people who wink at me at parties and they want me to stay out all night instead of writing the term paper. And you are asking me, Uncle David, to give up all this short-term pleasure just to get a university degree. And I reply saying, I'm not asking you to do anything. You ask me a question, which is, how do you get on in life? And the answer, which we are on this whole morning, is you already know the answer of how to manage. The question is, when are you going to stop giving in to short-term temptation and doing what feels good today and start doing what you know is good for you in the long term? Do I make sense? It's actually not even about skills. Again, you may disagree with the argument, but is it clear what the argument am I making? It's not about skills. The problem is just that we are built as human beings to really like short-term gratification. The implications of this analysis are that you really must be sure about what you want to change before you declare it as a goal. The essence of being a fat smoker is not that it's important to change, but that you actually have come to the conclusion that you have the drive and the courage and the determination to change. And that's what strategic debates really ought to be about. This podcast series is now available for purchase, both as a single episode and as part of a DVD set from my website, davidmaister.com/store, STORE. I'm also pleased to announce that my forthcoming book, Strategy and the Fat Smoker, is available for pre-order from this same location.